Drive Time Today is brought to you as a public service from Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. Christian Mower here, and I'm joined by Jess and Molly to talk about the Trillium Summit, which is this really cool event that I actually just learned about. And can you guys fill us in? What is it? Where did it come from?
The Trillium Summit started as an idea just because we see so many great helpers in our community and in the valley, and we wanted to, we love to do stuff together, so we wanted to find a way to bring girls and women together in the valley.
Yeah, and the whole idea behind it is we wanted to have just sort of one concentrated event, whether it's, well, initially we thought it would be a week, maybe a weekend. We're down to one day, which is jam-packed, but it's just an opportunity for girls and women and anyone else who wants to come participate to kind of learn about themselves, learn what they want, how to get it, and to find the people that can help them do that.
And you guys have all sorts of special speakers. Can you talk about some of them?
Sure, yeah. We've really been fortunate because we kind of put the word out with our friends Lauren and Lilla, who are co-organizers, to other women and girls. And, we've got Yetta Glazer, who is a social worker in the Valley. She's going to come and talk about, the importance of getting to know yourself. And Nancy Clark is going to come and talk about, kind of putting your best foot forward. I'm pretty excited to talk about the concrete ways that we can identify our goals and actually how to get them. And then I think the girls are most excited about is we've got a panel of young girls, young women coming to talk about the fact that we're all a lot more alike than you'd think.
Yeah, and really with the Trillium Summit, just bringing together everyone seems so different, but we're really all we're all helpers, and we're all trying to just do our best.
Right, and especially, as a mom and as an employee and as a worker and as a woman, I really want to help my daughter and other girls and women recognize the fact that no matter how divided things might seem, there's always something better to focus on.
Yeah. I really think it's a cool idea to have the kids speak, because most of the time, you get the adult speakers lecturing, but this is kind of a little example of the kids coming to actually teach us adult stuff, because it's a lot of stuff we forget as we grow older.
I'll tell you, it's one of the driving factors behind this. When Lauren and I talked about it, she's the other mom that we've been working with. When Lauren and I started talking about it, we recognized that it's been a little bit surprising how much we learn from our daughters and from other young people. And so just letting them, giving them the freedom to help us plan this. I mean, when you see these schedules and when you see these speakers, we have lots of input from them making these decisions. So we had talked about doing a panel. We have a wonderful adult panel of six women that are coming to talk. And Laura, Lilla and Molly both were like, how about the girls? Let's get the girls here. And it's just been great to see how they have changed and improved every idea we've had.
Now, can you give us a little taste, Molly? For example, how are you guys more alike than you think? A little taste of what we could hear at the panel.
Well, we're all trying to make sure that we, trying not to, mess something up or not to, trip up. And we're all just trying to do our best job and trying to, help people when we can and make sure that, you got all the things that you need at any particular time. And, it seems like we're all so different. None of us, do the same sports or none of us have the same hobbies. But in the end, we're all just trying to, get to the places we need to be and make sure that we're ready.
I couldn't actually say that any better myself. but I will say, just to kind of compliment that, with the adult participants, I think it's been fun to talk with people and to kind of prepare to share input from adults about how there's no one way to get to success, and we all define it differently. So as Molly said, you might play different sports, or you might spend your evenings a different way, or come from a different type of family, but in the end, we all have dreams, and if we can get brave enough to share them and get help with them, we can actually go places we never thought we could go.
Certainly. Christian Mower here, and I'm speaking with Jess and Molly about the Trillium Summit. Now, that's a very interesting name. Where'd you come up with that?
I have to give credit to Lilla and Lauren, because when we were brainstorming ideas for what we would call this, you know, they came forward, and our logo was actually designed by Lilla. Lauren brought up the idea of using trilliums because they're these really cool and rare woodland flowers that are connected to each other below the soil's surface. And when warmed by the spring sun, they come up through the ground and are just grow quickly and blossom. So part of the idea here is that they represent some of the more stereotypical feminine beauty that there is in the world, and that we are better for being connected, and that we are better for supporting each other. And then, of course, a summit is not only the peak of a mountain, but it's a gathering of leaders. And yeah. So we wanted to bring that aspect to it, that we can be leaders in so many different ways. You don't have to be in political office to be a leader. You can just be a leader in your family or in your classroom or in your group of friends.
Or just in your life, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I see that I'm looking at the itinerary here, and you guys don't have just lectures. You have a whole bunch of fun stuff planned. You've got yoga. You've got, what's a dance break? What is that?
Yeah, so some of the people that we were bringing in, like, some people didn't want to speak, or some people just, we saw, like we were saying before, we saw just talent, and we wanted to bring the talent in all different ways. And also, like, break up the day a little so you're not just sitting there the whole time. Like, have a dance break.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted it to be fun. So we've been very fortunate. Carol Hansen, who is a really fine artist, she's going to come in and help us. She's helped us put together a host of crafting activities. So we're hoping that people can come together, and we're going to make a tapestry as a group so that, you know, anyone who wants to can take a strip of fabric, and we're going to add it to one tapestry that maybe we can donate to Starting Point or somewhere else for an auction at some point. And, you know, we're going to have Find Your Spirit Animal at another table, and, you know, decorating envelopes so you can send a message to yourself or write down a goal or something like that.
And those are going to be fun because we're hoping to mail them out, like, in the future so you can see what you wrote in the past.
And, you know, besides the yoga and the dance breaks, we're both particularly excited about all the snacks we're going to have. You know, we recognize that this is about learning, but it's, you know, we're hoping to have some surprise and treats for people along the way, like the Box of Awesome.
Yeah, so with the Box of Awesome, it's a box of all these fun, like, prizes and knickknacks we've been collecting. But at the end of the day, we wanted to give people a chance to share if they learned from someone or if someone was particularly kind to them, and, like, give a shout-out. And if you give a shout-out, we wanted to avoid that. So we've got a box of all these fun prizes that we've just been, like, collecting, like...
Yeah, so tons of candies and treats and, you know, office supplies and candles, you know, whatever we saw that looked cool, we have put in the Box of Awesome. So we're hoping it'll be a fun surprise towards the end of the day.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you guys very much for coming in. If people are interested, the event is free, but you guys do want them to register. How can they do that?
Sure, yeah. So registration is super helpful in terms of planning the food and, you know, copies for speakers and things like that. People can get in touch with us. They can call Lauren at 603-986-0115, or they can call me, Jessica, at 906-281-1353. You're also welcome to show up that day. You know, registration and activities start at 8 a.m. The welcome and icebreakers will start at 8:30, and Yetta will be speaking starting at 9:15. So please join us for all or part of the day.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Drive Time Today is brought to you as a public service from Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.